Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 14 through 17. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Consider the people of Israel. Are not those who eat the sacrifices participants in the altar? What then do I imply? That food offered to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No. I imply that what pagans sacrifice, they offer to demons and not to God. I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Shall we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is probably one of those passages that you go to when you're exploring different Bible translations to see how they chose to put some of these words in English. And I know some of our company don't like it when the pastors destroy the Bible by changing all the words. So I'll try not to do that myself. One very interesting change, though, is to say, consider the people of Israel. When Paul gives a much better distinction there, he says, consider Israel according to the flesh. In saying this, he distinguishes them from the church at Corinth, but he also, of course, distinguishes them from the whole Christian church, the Israel of God, as Paul talks about elsewhere. He does that because he wants to still use the Old Testament, still use the people of Israel as our example. As he says elsewhere, right, these things happened to them as lessons and examples, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. The example that he's thinking of is Moses' great song in Deuteronomy 32. In the Easter Vigil, we have the great introduction to that, and then, well, I mean, it's a really long song, so I see why in a long service you didn't want to go into that whole chapter. He demands, Moses that is, demands that the people of Israel memorize this song that he lays out. It begins about how he wants his doctrine to drip down from heaven like dew, but it's not a particularly sweet song. It's a song of great warning that even though the rock, something Moses knows a lot about, the rock had brought them together, had brought them and poured out water to make them participants of himself, to make them his people, the rock, the God of Israel. There was always the very real danger that they would abandon that rock, that they'd found themselves on some other kind of ground, which will always be shifting sand. And in the course of that song, just very early near the beginning, he has this line, remembering what had happened over the last 40 years with the people of Israel. They stirred him, the rock, to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations and idols. They provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons that were no gods, to gods that they had never known, to new gods that had come recently, whom your fathers never dreaded. You were unmindful of that rock that bore you, and you forgot the God who gave you birth. You can hear the echoes of what Moses said here in what Paul is talking about when he speaks about the Lord's Supper and also the tables and the sacrifices and the rituals of demons. Now, directly, that's not our biggest concern. We don't go to the market questioning the meat and where it came from and what kind of ceremonies it's been through first. But we are almost always confronted with the opportunity to give some kind of a signal to other religions, to other ways of thinking, to other beliefs. And it's helpful to see that even in the times when gods were everywhere, but gods were also very particular, that nobody, from Moses to St. Paul, understood them as simply statues, as things that you could kind of, you know, think one way among these people and think another way among those people, and we'd all be able to work it out. Flee idolatry, he says. This last week he said, flee idolatry and immorality. So we also need to be on the lookout for places where we have to flee the things that will ape what we do, that will join us to them in unity, that will allow us to give our fealty, our confession, our loyalty to them alongside God. Because what should we do? Provoke him to anger? Should we provoke him to jealousy? Should we pretend that we really can be this on this day among these people, and then something totally different, a child of God on another day? We are those who've been born of the very same rock as Moses' children, born of Christ Jesus, born, yes, also of water that poured out from his side. We are those who cling to his name. We are the beloved, as Paul has addressed us here. I don't know if we're always sensible people, but we would like to be. So let us judge according to the word of God. We have in this text, of course, a beautiful explanation of the truth that the bread of the Lord's Supper is the body of Christ, that the wine in the cup of the Lord's Supper is the blood of Christ. Therefore, those who eat it and drink it are having a communion with the very body and the very blood of Christ. Building on that, which is mentioned a little bit or alluded to in that Didache passage that made up our hymn, we see then that we who partake of the same Lord's Supper, partake of that one bread, are also one body ourselves, similar to how Paul speaks elsewhere about Christ the head and we his members, like we talked about last week. But when we consider the people of Israel, we see it was the same way for them, that eating of the sacrifices that came from the temple's altar made them participants with it and with one another. Now, of course, to be a participant with their altar now would be to be a participant with a different teaching. We couldn't do that. But the same is true also with all of the pagan rituals and anything else around us that doesn't preach Christ Jesus. This also has something to say, though not quite so directly, about even our relation to those who are fellow Christians, but who are teaching differently in other ways. What comes out of it then? Well, Paul says later in chapter 11 that we want to speak clearly. We want to proclaim his death until he comes. We want to have our yes be yes and our no be no at the Lord's Supper and at all kinds of worship. So I think that is what we ought to most of all take away today in reading this, that in many ways, not only in the Lord's Supper, we want to be truthful. We want to be people of integrity. We hate when the politicians speak one way for this crowd and that way for another. Well, then let us, dear Christians, not do the same thing. Let us not act or teach or confess or partake with one religion and then in the next moment think we can come back to Christ and not have provoked him to anger and jealousy. Thanks be to God, it is in his sacrament that he gives the forgiveness of sins, that again he joins us to himself, that we recognize in the confession of faith in the hymns we sing, and in the words that we hear from the pulpit, the voice of our Good Shepherd, to which all of us are saying together, Amen. That then is what joins us together as the Israel of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.